New on Humber ETC. What if you planned a protest, and nobody showed up? An Instagram account tried to build support for a protest in the Lakeshore campus cafeteria to protest Chartwell's high prices and meal plans. However, it fizzled out as only 4 students showed up. Find out more about the protest and reactions to the outcome in this article. A Humber film student is getting a big break. His documentary is in the running for a People's Choice Award at the upcoming Barrie Film Festival. Our Humber Journalism Department hosted a visitor from CBC News. CBC Radio's Metro Morning host David Common came by and offered advice and answered some great questions from students to help them improve their reporting skills. We'll post an interview with him in the coming days. Things happening around Humber. Be aware of IGNITE's automatic balanced insurance plan, as the opt-out period is about to end tomorrow at 4 p.m. If you are already covered by another plan, you will have the opportunity to opt out. Learn more about the balanced insurance plan on this page, before you decide to opt out. If you feel stressed before taking a test and need to improve preparing for one, there will be a learning skills workshop today through Microsoft Teams at 11 a.m. Find the link to the meeting through this page to improve your skills and ace the next test. Humber Athletics. Tomorrow, the women's soccer team play in London, ONT, against the Fanshawe Falcons at noon. They are coming off their first road win last weekend. The men, who are currently ranked first among colleges in Canada, play the Falcons after the women's game. The men's and women's basketball teams are in Quebec today in separate tournaments. Women's softball is vying for the national championships, playing against Western University Mustangs and the University of Calgary Eagles. Men's baseball is in Sarnia, playing the Lambton College Lions in a doubleheader.